With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Negotiations began today between the U.S. and Iran days after a fragile ceasefire halted fighting and brought both parties to the table in Pakistan. Vice President J.D. Vance is leading the U.S. delegation. Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida hopes Iran's leadership comes to terms with the U.S.
All these leaders in Iran have watched all their friends die. So I think that they're going to say, well, I think there is an option here. I can stay alive and actually give the citizens of Iran some rights back. So I'm optimistic.
Some allies are pulling their support from Congressman Eric Swalwell's gubernatorial bid in California amid allegations of sexual assault.
On Friday, the congressman taking to his X account, denying allegations he sexually assaulted a woman who worked for him.
These allegations of sexual assault are flat false. They're absolutely false.
Slowell, among the leading Democrats in the race to replace Governor Gavin Newsom, a likely presidential candidate who calls the allegations from multiple sources deeply troubling and says they must be taken seriously. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting the woman said Slowell sexually assaulted her in 2019 and 2024. I'm Julie Walker.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris says she has not ruled out another run for the White House in 2028. Here's Greg Cluxton.
Appearing at the National Action Network's annual convention, Harris said she might consider another presidential bid. Asked directly by the Reverend Al Sharpton, she said, "I am thinking about it." Harris received a standing ovation. However, some in her party are looking to a new generation of Democratic leaders. More than a half dozen potential candidates appeared at Sharpton's event this week, hoping to make inroads among black voters and jockeying for position in what promises to be a crowded 2028 field. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center profiles religious radio in the United States.
The sweeping new survey uses the term religious radio, but in fact the vast majority of stations are Christian, 74%. 8% are specifically Catholic, and the rest cannot be categorized. Pew also reports that when it comes to content, about half of all Christian radio airtime is devoted to music, the other half to spoken content. And the study also reveals that 77% of stations list evangelism as their primary goal. Michael Harrington reporting.
Supporters of England's nearly 500-year-old church choir tradition are trying to preserve it as the nation becomes increasingly secularized. They've launched a campaign for the government to recognize choral services as an important part of Britain's culture. That would be assisted under a United Nations program that seeks to protect intangible cultural heritage. This is SRN News. Economist Steve Moore says data centers are indispensable in today's digital landscape.
Guess what? If you love your cell phone, right? You've got it with you every single minute. It's like an appendage to your body. You want that cell phone to work? You need data centers, right? So just like if you want electricity, you've got to have power plants.
And Moore says the data centers are a boost to the economy. He lives near one himself outside of Washington, D.C.
And it pays, it pays about a third of all the taxes in that county.
A new study finds Texas oil remains a crucial energy source, providing economic benefits and political leverage for the U.S. The Lone Star State produced half of all U.S. oil last year. Experts say it's because of the state's geology, pipeline network, and extremely efficient production methods. The Permian Basin in West Texas contributed significantly, producing 6.6 million barrels every day. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.